Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, turn my ring.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you and we humble our hearts, Lord, asking you for mercy, O God, for grace. We ask, Lord, that you will stop by here right now and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we're calling on your name, Lord, for there's power in your name. There's deliverance in your name. Oh, Lord, everything we need is in your name. We ask for forgiveness, oh, Lord, that you will have mercy on us, that you will touch our minds and our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, stop by here right now. Make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, somebody's listening right now. Need a blessing, oh, God. Need healing, Lord Jesus. Need a breakthrough, oh, God. Need guidance and direction in the name of Jesus. Somebody's waiting, Lord, on their healing today. Oh, my Lord God, only you can do it, Lord. We need you right now. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and lay your hand upon us. Touch our bodies, Lord. Touch our minds. Touch our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you will bless us today with the blessing that we stand in need of. Oh, my Lord, strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Lord, work on us right now. Lord, you are the one who made us, and you know everything about us, Lord. We are in your hands. Lord, mold us, shape us, and form us into vessels of honor, into vessels that are pleasing unto you. Oh, Lord, that we may do all that you command us, Lord, that you may get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us a closer walk with you. Hold our hand, Lord, and walk by our side. Lord, we open our hearts that you will come in today, that you will abide in our hearts, that you will fix our hearts, oh God. Whatever is in our heart that's not right, forgive us, Lord Jesus, and take it away from us. Remove it right now. By the root, my God, suck it up right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, look on us right now. We are gathered here today to worship your name, to give you glory and honor, to bless your holy name, for you are worthy of all praises. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Nothing is impossible. Lord, we believe your word, that if we come to you and bring our petitions, oh God, believe in you, Lord, doubting nothing, we believe we have the petitions. We are asking in prayer. We believe, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. We believe, Lord, for a healing, oh God. We believe, Lord, for a miracle in the name of Jesus. Lord God, do it for us. While we're praying, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, go, Lord God, into the hospital and make your holy visitation. Go from room to room. Oh, my God, visit those who are sick and afflicted. Touch their bodies, Lord. Raise them up, my God, and glorify your name in the name of Jesus. If they've committed any sin, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, my God, and clean them up. Purge them, oh, Lord, that they may go forth and do your will. For, Lord God, the cancer is not too hard for you. You have the power to heal, Lord, and make everyone whole. No matter what the condition, no matter if it's a terminal disease, whatever it is, Lord, it's nothing for you. Everything is possible with you, oh God. Things that are impossible to us, oh Lord, they are possible to you. Oh my God, and we believe you today. We ask God that you'll remember us down here. We're just waiting on you, Lord. We can't do anything without you. We need your help, my Lord. Please help us, Lord. We're crying out to you, Lord. We're just waiting on you. If you don't come to our rescue, we'll be lost, Lord. Satan is trying to turn us back, Lord. Satan is trying to destroy our lives. But, Lord, you are our protector. Oh, my God, wrap your holy arms all around us, Lord. Let your holy angels encamp about us day and night, protecting us, Lord, from the evil one. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, ever have your way and let your will be done. Lord, we are praying that you'll remember all those, oh God, who are bereaved of a loved one or someone close to them, someone who is dear to them. Have mercy, Lord, and bring comfort
bring consolation. Oh, Lord God, be close to each and every one who are hurting right now, who have the pain in their heart, Lord. Oh, God, only you can take away that pain. Only you, Lord Jesus, can put the broken pieces back together. Oh, Lord, only you can bring families back together and cause them to love one another. Only you, Lord, can fix it in our homes, on our jobs, in the school, wherever we're having problems. Nobody can do it but you. And we believe it right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Remember the church at large, one by one, Lord, and name by name. Bless all of your people. Lord God, you know our situation, and we're depending on you. Look on the leaders of the world. Have mercy upon them. Put it in their hearts, Lord, to do what is right. Oh, God, even look on the leaders of the church. Help them, Lord, to lead your people. Give them vision and revelation, oh, God. Teach them how to entreat your people. Teach them, oh, how to lead your people. Oh, Lord, for only you can do it. We believe it, Lord, and we count it as done. And we thank you today for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for another chance to call on your name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. And, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer, that you will bless us here today. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for prayer. And once again, we thank the Lord for this opportunity. And again, we welcome you who have tuned in to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. The Prayer Works Ministry broadcast, it is a ministry that's God-inspired and dedicated to prayer, inspiration, encouragement, and preaching of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying for all. Amen. God can answer prayer. So all you need is a little bit of faith, and the Lord, he will hear and he will answer. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, uplifted, whatever you need God to do. God can do it in this hour. Hallelujah. Such he is the right now God. So we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. We are in the building today here at 4801 Liberty Heights, Forest Park Senior Center, where we hold services on the first and the third Sunday. Amen. And it feels good just to be in the service of the Lord. And so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get our opening scripture, and we're going to have Dr. Evangelist Khadija read our opening scripture. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for his touch. And open up the Bible to the 107th number of Psalm and the 28th verse. That's the 107th number of Psalm beginning with verse 28, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they are quiet, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Amen. Thank God for the renewal of his word. The 107th number of Psalm, the 28th, throughout the 38th verses. Amen. May God continue to bless. For his word is already blessed. Amen. The hearing, bless the hearing of his word.
Yeah. Amen.
So we're going to go ahead and just have our praise service and testimony service, and I, while I stand, I give honor to God, to Vanis Hameen, to Vanis Maybell, all those who are on the broadcast today. I thank God for just being in the presence of the Lord and the service of the Lord just one more time. Truly, we begin to go up to New Jersey for the Gospel Truth, the second anniversary of the Gospel Truth, and the Lord truly poured out his spirit, really enjoyed the service of the Lord. And the word of God, speaking about we want God's will to be done, Father, glorify thy name in my life. And that's what we want God to do. Even if we want him to get the glory out of our lives. And thank God for the messenger of Anna Tommy, who preached such a beautiful message. And I'd like to sing a song, amen, and thank God. Well, I just want to thank God also for converting me and sanctifying me and giving me gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. I want to be a follower of Christ. I want to be one of his disciples. I want to walk in the newness of life. Oh, let me be a follower of Christ. I want to be a follower of Christ. One of his disciples. One to walk in the new and the old. Oh, let me be a follower. What do I have to do? What do I have to say? He did everything. Thank you.
Thank you. God first. Every song, every tree. And we know that every tree to our God. Amen. So, breakfast time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Habib. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord. If you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get some pen, get some paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the word of God is about to come forth. So get your mind together. Get your mind together, and we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over to the hands of our speaker, Evangelist Sheila Habib.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the praise service. Thank God for the prayer, for the opening scripture that was read. Oh, praise God. I tell you, God is a mighty, mighty good God, and he is worthy to be praised, and it is a blessing indeed to praise the Lord. Amen. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord and get ready for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you asking, Lord, that you will minister to us through your word. Oh, God, speak unto our hearts. You know, God, the things that we are in need of. And we ask you, Lord, to send your word today. And, Lord God, let your word reach every listener and bless them, Lord, according to the need. In the name of Jesus, we believe right now and we count it as done. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I just thank God for blessing us on yesterday. The Lord sent his anointing in that place. We went on up to New Jersey to the second anniversary of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission with Evangelist May, amen, and Evangelist Cynthia and Sister Cheryl. And we had a surprise visit, amen, somebody I wasn't expecting, but I was glad to see and happy to see all of those who were present. Amen, praise God. I tell you, God is moving by his Spirit, and he is blessing his people, and I'm glad about it. Praise the Lord. My soul is yet rejoicing, and I just feel the spirit of prayer. It's important that we pray.
Yes.
Right now, we need to pray unto God like never before. And if you haven't been praying as you should, I want to encourage you to start praying more than you normally pray. Hallelujah, because the world is filled with iniquity.
Yes, it is.
The world is filled with violence and danger.
Yes.
All of these things are happening around us and close to home.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. And I tell you, we need to pray that God will keep his protection around us.
Yes.
But the main thing is when we pray, making sure that our heart is right with God.
Yes.
Because even if we get caught in a crossfire and a bullet hit us, not intended for us, but it can happen. Oh, and if something like that should happen, make sure you're ready when it's your time to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. So prayer can help us be ready at all times. It's important that we live so that God can use us anywhere and all the time, and when he's ready to call us home, we're ready. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn our attention to the word of God. If you will notice with me the book of Hosea. Hosea, the verse 6. Hosea, the fourth chapter, verse 6. And then we're going over to the 14th chapter. Verse, beginning with verse 1, and we'll read maybe verses 1 and 2, or rather, we'll just read as far as the Lord leads. Amen. Hosea 4 and 6 reads, I'm going to have the doctor have me read those scriptures for me.
Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
And going over to Hosea, the 14th chapter, begin with verse 1.
O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquities and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit sound. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And the word of God lets us know in the fourth chapter concerning his people. People of God are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And for one thing, a lot of times people reject knowledge, the knowledge that comes from God. And when we reject this knowledge, God himself will reject us. And also the Lord began to say that he would reject us, and rather talking to his people, Israel, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. And looking around in the times that we're living in, we see how heathenistic the generation that's coming up is, how that they are without the knowledge of God. And many parents have chosen to leave the church and raise their children without the knowledge of God. And I believe this is why God went on to say in this latter portion, he's saying, I will also forget thy children. You know, the children, they are the future church. And Satan is trying to destroy the future church. He's trying to cause everything of God to stop. Oh, hallelujah. But we can go to God and seek knowledge, wisdom and understanding and pass it on to our children and our children's children and their children. Hallelujah. It's important that we teach them the ways of the Lord. Don't reject the knowledge of God. And sometimes people, they start out with God, and somewhere along the way they fall by the wayside. Oh, something happens and they end up turning away from God. Maybe there was some idol that rose up and they just latched on to that idol and got hooked on to it, and it turned their heart away from God. Oh, but God is a merciful God, and he's a God of a second chance. Hallelujah. All we have to do is have a sincere heart and return unto the Lord. It's time now that whoever has left the Lord, whoever has gotten off track, it's time to return unto him. Come on back to the Lord now. Don't wait any longer and don't put it off. The Lord's hand is outstretched and he's full of mercy and compassion, willing to forgive your sins and to take them all away. Hallelujah. The prophet began to minister to the people of God in the 14th chapter, began to say, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Sin can cause you to fall away from God. Sin can separate you from God. Sin is a reproach to any people. Hallelujah. But God, his hand is outstretched. He's waiting for you to return, and we can return unto him. Hallelujah. Don't let iniquity separate you from God. He said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. These are key words. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Oh, hallelujah. If you're able to humble yourself and come before God, acknowledge that you've done wrong and ask the Lord to take away all of your iniquity. Ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Oh, glory to God. And ask the Lord to receive you graciously. I believe he'll do it for you right now in this hour while we are going forth in this broadcast. It can be done right now. When you dialed in, you can hang up a different way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can have the burden lifted from your heart. You can have your sins forgiven. You can be a new creature today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. So come to the Lord. Return unto him. If you strayed off a little, maybe you didn't leave the church, but somehow you kind of strayed off and you're a little bit distant from God, it's time to draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh unto you. Come to him with these words, asking the Lord to take away your iniquity, take away your slothfulness, take away your doubts. Hallelujah. Take away your drawback. Whatever is holding you back, whatever is in your way, ask the Lord to take it away and to receive you graciously, and he will do it for you. They said here, the prophet said here, so will we render the calves of our lips. In other words, let the Lord know what it is you're willing to do. Are you willing to give him the glory? Are you willing to worship and to praise him? Are you willing to forsake all of your idols? Forsake this one or that one, whoever doesn't want to go with the Lord. Are you willing to forsake your own way and to even deny yourself and come before him and render the calves of your lips? Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to come now. Don't put it off any longer. Wherever you are, if you're listening this day, just take heed to the word of God. Hallelujah. Maybe you need a little more strength. You kind of got weak along the way. Maybe you find you're doing or saying some things that you normally wouldn't do or say. Hallelujah. You can come on to the Lord and ask him to take those things away and to bring you up a little higher. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You be encouraged today to take God at his word. And if you're one of those who can't help yourself, you keep on backsliding from God. He'll heal your backsliding. Oh, he'll heal that. He'll fix it so you won't have to do any more backsliding. Oh, glory to God. He'll also love you freely. He wants you to know that he has this love, this great love for you. Hallelujah. No matter what you've done, no matter the sin that you committed, he's willing to cast all your sins into the sea, the bottom of the sea, all the way down in the very depths of the sea, and never remember them anymore. He won't bring them up anymore. He won't hold them against you, but he's dropped all the charges. Hallelujah. That's love.
God's love. He loves you today. Some people, the enemy will put it in their mind, well, God doesn't love you anymore because you sinned, or you did this, or you said that, or you turned this way or that way. God still loves you. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let the enemy put that in your mind. But you can return to the Lord. How many times did Israel backslide on God? How many times were they hard-hearted and disobedient and stubborn? How many times did God have mercy on these people and receive them unto himself? So God is a God of a second chance, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh. Come on to the Lord. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Amen. But be encouraged today to return unto the Lord with your whole heart. You know, maybe you've turned a little bit, but you need to turn with your whole heart. Give up everything that you know God is not pleased with. Amen. And God will bless you greatly. His anger is turned away from you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, maybe you felt it. You knew God was angry with what you did or what you said, but God's anger is turned away right now. Hallelujah. And he's opened his arms to receive you unto himself. So come now and trust the Lord. Come now and believe God. So don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anything stop you.
Yes.
And don't reject the knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. When God is giving you the knowledge of what you need to do, because he'll reveal to you, he'll speak to you.
Yes.
You're going to hear God speak to you some way or another, whether it be in you reading the scriptures or hearing somebody read it or hear somebody preaching it or teach it. You're going to hear from God. And when you hear these words from the Lord, this is knowledge. Receive the knowledge of God. Amen. Because when you have this knowledge of God, it indicates that you fear God, that you reverence God. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and also the beginning of knowledge. And so accept and embrace the knowledge of God, because without it, we are destroyed. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Be without this knowledge. The word of God is given freely. The Lord loves us freely.
Yes.
And he gives us everything we need. Praise the Lord. So today, I just want to encourage you to return unto the Lord. And that's the thought for today. Return unto the Lord. Glory to God. Sometimes when people backslide, it's hard to get back.
Yes.
Some don't make it back. But it's a blessing when you can return.
Amen.
And I'm saying this, I'm sharing this, my testimony, a little portion of it, because I was a backslider. When I was introduced to Jesus as a little girl, I was 12 years old, going on 13 or somewhere in that. I was young. And I was introduced to Jesus. And the Lord called me into the ministry in my youth. I was about 14 years old when the Lord called me into the ministry and told me to preach his word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because while I was seeking the Lord, the Lord appeared to me, and I've shared this some years ago, and periodically I will, but I feel led to share this today. The Lord appeared to me in a dream, and that's all I can describe it as, a dream, but I believe it was a vision, because I could see myself and my friends. We were all standing around in a certain place, and I recognized the place because I lived there in that place. And we were standing underneath this telephone pole
with the light on, and I heard Jesus calling me. But he wasn't just calling me. He was calling everyone who was standing around with us, but I was the only one that heard it. And I knew it was Jesus. It's like, you know, he gives you this knowledge of God. You can't describe it. You can't explain it. But I knew it was Jesus. And I began to look at them as if to say, because I didn't say it to them, but my expression on my face was, don't y'all hear Jesus calling us? They seemed like they didn't hear nothing at all. And I was like, he wanted us to come with him. And I was like, well, it looked like they don't want to come. They don't seem to hear him. So I left them. I just walked away and left them all right there. And I followed Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the latter part of that vision, when I did see Jesus, I actually saw him. I was standing in front of a ditch, and where Jesus was, there was a fence. And I wanted to be on the same side with Jesus. And I kept wondering in my mind, how can I get over there where Jesus is? How am I going to get across this ditch? And how am I going to get over that fence and be on that side with Jesus? And as I was thinking on and pondering on this, trying to figure it out, the next thing I saw in this vision is Jesus' arms were wrapped all around me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then I woke up. Glory to God. So I know that I had an encounter with the Lord. I know it was him who called me because I heard him in the spirit of my mind. It wasn't like an audible sound that I could, like we hear each other talking. It wasn't like that. But I could hear his call deep inside. There's something about spirituality. There's a mystery to God. Nobody can explain it. You know you experienced it, but you can't verbalize it. You just don't know what to say, but that's the best way I can describe my experience that I had with the Lord. Praise God. And so I went on some years, and then by the time I turned 18 and graduated high school, I backslid on God. The enemy tricked me up, and I backslid. So I was out there in the world, and to me, the way that felt, it was like I was underwater trying to come up for air, but I could never come up. That's the feeling I had the whole time that I was out there as a backslider, wanting to get back to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I started praying. Oh, yes, Lord. I asked God a question. I said, is it anybody in New Jersey? Because I lived in New Jersey at the time. Is it anybody in this place that believes in true holiness? And I wanted God to show me. And then a chain of events started happening. And eventually I ended up in that church, walked through those big red doors at Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. God showed me that somebody believes in true holiness. And when I walked in that door, I could feel the welcoming spirit of God. He welcomed me, and I felt like I was home. I felt like I could get back to God. That was my chance. And I called on the Lord. I prayed. I sought the Lord until he reclaimed me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. And he gave me another chance to do his will. And I was running. I didn't want to preach. I was trying to stay hid. And I was like, no, I'm not going to tell these people. They don't know me. But God knew me. He knew me. And it was evident, which I thought I had it hid pretty good, but I didn't. Oh, hallelujah. But God made me confess to the calling that he had on my life. So I just had to surrender and do the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I understand that it is difficult. If you're a backslider, it's hard to get back. But today, the Lord will help you. He'll help you get back. All you got to do is start praying, and he'll answer that prayer. If you're sincere and you really want to get back to God, he'll make the way. He did it for me, and he'll do it for you also. Praise the Lord. So just go to him, take those words with you, whatever you need to say to him. Acknowledge all of your sins, all your wrongdoings, whatever you got yourself involved in, if it's witchcraft, if it's idolatry, whatever you got tangled up into, take those words to God, tell him to take it all away. Hallelujah. Take away all iniquity and receive me graciously, and he'll do it for you. Oh, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. If you desire to be saved, if you desire to have the Holy Ghost, you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you can come right now. All you have to do is just repent and be so sorry that you've sinned against God, that you don't want to sin anymore against God, and ask God to forgive you, and he'll do it for you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This ministry is about reconciliation, getting you back with God. Amen, where you belong. And anyone who has any other prayer request or petition or desire, all you have to do is believe God. And let's go to God now. Take us to, we're going to the throne of grace with boldness as the Bible has told us to do. Amen. And ask God for the things we need. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh, my God, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. We ask for mercy. We ask, God, for forgiveness. You'll forgive sins, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously in the name of Jesus. Lord, blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquity in the name of Jesus. Lord, work on our hearts. Fix us, Lord, the way you want us to be. Lord, let your word purify our thoughts and intents of our hearts. Let your word dwell richly in our souls, oh God, that we may walk upright before you and speak the truth in our hearts. Rebuke deceitfulness. Rebuke falsehood. Rebuke hypocrisy. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, clean us up. Purify us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, look on those who are desiring to have the Holy Ghost today. Lord, fill their souls right now, God, while we're praying this prayer. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Send the Holy Ghost down right now. Save us, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, deliver their souls. Oh, God, do it right now while we're praying this prayer. Look on everyone, Lord, who has a prayer request or some desire looking to you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will honor that request, that you will grant them that desire, that you will give it unto them, Lord, according to your will, in the name of Jesus. And some things, Lord, that may not be in your will, but in your permissive will, let them have it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, my God, for those who are sick today. Touch, Lord, heal. Make whole, Lord God. Lord, raise them up, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Send deliverance, my God. Send power, Lord Jesus. Lord, speak your word. Whatever you speak, Lord, it shall be done. For your word is true. Your word will never pass away. Your word will stand forever. In the name of Jesus, we believe your word, oh God, and we're taking you at your word. We are asking you right now, Lord, to remember everyone on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, where the name is, oh God, the prayer request that's written. Look on that request, God, all requests, Lord Jesus, prayer list everywhere, all around the world, everyone who's represented in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it for them right now, God. Do it, Lord. We believe and we count it as done. And we give you thanks. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you for answering prayer, Lord. We thank you for receiving us so graciously, Lord. We thank you for the backsliders making it back, Lord, being reclaimed. We thank you, Lord, for giving strength to the weak. We thank you for encouraging those, oh God, who are faint at heart, feeling discouraged, are despondent. We thank you for lifting heavy burdens. We thank you for healing the sick today. Thank you for comfort, oh God, and for consolation. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for imparting your knowledge unto us, Lord. We thank you for giving us the wisdom to live a holy life, to live a life that's pleasing before you, Lord. We thank you today. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll go with us and stand by us, that you'll keep our minds focused and stayed on you, that you will be with us, oh God, throughout the remainder of this evening and the upcoming week, Lord, keeping us and preserving us. Remember the youth, Lord. Remember the children, oh God. The little children, pray that you will save the children, that you will preserve their lives, for they are the future church, and that you will give them knowledge concerning you, Lord, and your will. We believe it and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for his touch. Praise the Lord. I just feel like praying. I feel the prayer that's inside. It's an urgency. It's like a burning desire to just pray. Pray, pray, pray. Because Lord knows we need this prayer. Glory to God. Sometimes the saints, we used to go to prayer revivals and get the strength that we need, get that deliverance. You know, some are on the altar. They're waiting to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Some are waiting for encouragement or waiting on God to tell, show them what it is that he wants them to do. It's like we used to just go in prayer. Oh, glory to God. Friday night, we used to just go to church and praise God and not know that we would stay for all night prayer, but we didn't mind. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we would stay there for that all night prayer. Glory be to God. And then sometimes the Lord himself would put us on a consecration. He would take away the desire to eat food or drink water. And we go on that consecration, glory to God, and God worked miracles and worked things out, and he's still the same God. So I want to encourage you, if you've been trying to God and you've been seeking God for something, you know, take it to the next level. Amen, and see won't God work. And I'll share this, and we'll move on out of the way. And I recall that the young people, we were sponsoring them to go for one of their youth congress. I don't know where it was. It was out of town somewhere, but I had decided to sponsor a youth. And I don't know who was going to be sponsored, but it was like maybe $160 or something like that. And I had put the money in the envelope. I went by the church. I put it in the church mailbox, you know, and next thing you know, they couldn't find the envelope. And they came to it because we were going to have a consecration, which started that night. So when I got to the church, here comes somebody meeting me saying they never got the envelope. They couldn't find it. And so I told them I put it in the mailbox. They took the mail out of the mail. It wasn't in there because I don't know what happened to it. I don't know where it was, but it wasn't in the church. Praise be to God. So we went down in prayer that night. And when I got home, as we were on a consecration, and that was the first night of the consecration. So we prayed. I went home, and I talked to God. I leaned up against the wall, and I slid down the wall and sat down. And I said, Lord, I don't have any more money to give, but I just wanted to be a blessing to our youth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So I cried, and I prayed, and I went on. And the next night, I walked in the door for the consecration because we were meeting at the church to pray and to help us to get through the consecration. Lord knows that helped me out a whole lot to get to the church and pray with the saints while you're denying yourself 3 days and three nights. No food, no water. Praise be to God. So that was helping me. So I walked in the door. As soon as I walked in the door, here comes somebody telling me we found the envelope. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. And God answered my prayer just that quick. Just that quick. God answered my prayer. And it was a strange place where they found it. It was not outside the church. It was inside the church in that little fan holder where it was a little wooden box. Yeah. On the wall where they used to stick the fans. They found the envelope stuck in there. I'm like, well, how did it get in there? Only God knows. But I'm glad that the Lord did it. Amen. Praise God. So prayer works. That's this ministry. Prayer works ministry. That's our ministry. So God, he works. So at this time, we're going to have some remarks from Dr. Hameen. God bless.
Thank you, the Lord. While he may be found, call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous man in his thoughts. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous man in his thoughts, and return to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, encouraging us to return unto the Lord. And I was thinking as she was talking about how God will heal their backsliding and he'll love them freely for his anger is turned away from him. I thought about Psalm 30:5, for his anger endureth but a moment, just a moment. Turned away, but the devil, he'll have you believe that God is angry forever in the rest of the verse. But in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But his anger only endures for a moment. In his life, he wants us to live. He doesn't want us to die in our sin. Truly, this was a very encouraging word, and even thank God for the prayer as she begins to talk about. Sometimes people get themselves wrapped up in different things. Whatever it is, God is telling us to return. And it made me think of a situation. A colleague told me that one of her clients told her that she'd gotten herself into root work and that somebody put a hex on her. And she told me, she said, well, she's going to the root doctor. I told her she needs to go to a church where somebody filled with the Holy Ghost can rebuke that spirit off of her. But people, they don't know. The world doesn't know. They do what they think, you know, but they don't know. And so when you begin to talk about that and you're going to go down in prayer, I begin to stand in the gap for her because I don't, you know, because of confidentiality, I don't know the young lady's name or anything like that, but I just begin to pray for her because that's what the devil will do. Even Balak and Balaam, he tried to put a curse on the people of God, but he couldn't do it because the people were blessed. But I know that God can turn a curse around and into a blessing. But thank God. Like I said, I don't know her name, but just please pray for her. I'm praying for her myself. And keep me in your prayers. I want to say, Evangelist Tommy, keep on preaching the word of God.
Truly, thank God for those remarks. I'm through Dr. Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for this broadcast today and for your continued support. Praise the Lord. And again, if you are in the area, you are welcome to stop on by first and third Sundays, if it's the Lord's will, at 3:30 p.m. We are in live service. Praise God. And also, our broadcast airs every Friday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. If you want to listen to the broadcast by dialing in, you can just dial 563-999-3634. And if you want to be live on the broadcast with us, please use our guest call-in line, 551-241-6677. Anytime you feel led of the Lord to share something on the air, you don't know who's going to be blessed by it, but I encourage you to obey the leading of the Lord. Amen. Again, to be live on the broadcast along with us, 551-241-6677. Praise the Lord. Also, you can listen to this broadcast online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. If you want to correspond with us by postal mail, you can write us, Ministry, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you want to email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Praise the Lord. Also, Evangelist May, she will have her ministry, her broadcast coming on tonight at 7 p.m., the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Amen. Some of those messages that she's been putting on from in the past, they're just as if they're preached today.
Yes.
It's like you're right there in the service going through that message, getting that anointing, getting that touch. It just feels the same way. Hallelujah. The same anointing. Just as powerful. So, you know, tune in if you desire to, if you have the time and you desire to get some more Word of God, you're welcome to tune in. And her broadcast is, I don't think I have that number up before me. Let me see if I have it written down so I could have it. I don't have it on here, but I'm going to look it up, give it to you. It's, what is it, 945. So I'm going to see if Ms. Khadija can get that number. Thought I had it on my little notes here for my announcements. But, okay. It's 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681. Again, that's 950218. Access code is 5847681. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for the broadcast this afternoon, and we encourage you to continue to support this ministry and to continue to pray for us. We thank God for you, and we're praying for you, and we ask that you will please remember all of those on the prayer list and keep praying, amen, one for another, because we all need each other's prayers. Any other announcements this time? Praise the Lord. Also, I would like to make mention that on December the 7th, 17th, I believe, December the 17th, that's the third Sunday. I believe that is the third Sunday. I have been asked to speak at True Holiness Church, located at, it's right across the street from where I live. Amen. Praise the Lord. That it's True Holiness Church, where Pastor Patricia Smith is the pastor, and this is her pastoral anniversary. So, Lord's will, I'll be there for the service, and they did ask me to speak there. So I'm asking for your prayers. The service begins at noon, I believe. It begins at 12 noon. So keep me in your prayers. Amen. And that's all for now. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Friday at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. Until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.